I think that intuitively we know that things are going to be different post-COVID. You know, we see already that, you know, the labor market is going to be different. In the many articles about the great resignation and the great reshuffling that's happening at the moment, we know that supply chains are going to look different. To Juan's point about nearshoring options and reshoring, we're pretty certain that both the private sector and the public sector will try to reduce the vulnerability and risks to supply chains. I think it's pretty clear that e-commerce is here to stay, that people have gotten pretty comfortable shopping online. I think in the short term, we already see the higher prices, the longer delivery times, and the poorer service. But I think what is less clear at this point is how it's going to look in the medium to long term. How are all these changes going to impact US consumers moving forward? If some of these pain points that we are experiencing now, if some of that is also going to stay moving forward.